On the line with us right now, the lovely and talented Adam Thielen. Hello, Adam Thielen.
What's up?
How are you, man? Are you mad at me because of the whole injury report thing last week? I apologize. I had no idea that I was magic.
You jinxed him.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can blame me, and it's all over now because I'm never doing it again, and everything's going to be better. How are you feeling as we are here on a Friday morning? You feeling all right?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited to get out there and give it a go at practice today and see how it goes.
Hey, Adam, are you anywhere near a phone? I mean, I know that sounds stupid because you're talking on a phone, but are you by a cell phone?
What are you doing?
I am, yes.
Can you go to Twitter quickly? And,
what are you doing?
You're making this terrible.
No, this could be the best possible thing. Let's just check. Can you find the Power Trip account? It's at Power Trip KFAN.
Now, this is why you're going to die alone.
100%. But what if he says nice things? At Power Trip KFAN. Tell me when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
All right, so scroll down. We retweeted a picture of Meat Sauce's lovely girlfriend and a listener. It's just a couple of tweets back. Sauce is in like.
Okay.
Do you see the picture of Sauce?
Yes.
Your thoughts about just his general appearance? Be as honest as possible.
He looks like he was on like a weak bender. But he looks pretty good though. Looks not bad for being on a weak bender.
Yeah. You look good, you just look high or drunk or something.
Yeah, I'm neither, but thanks, Adam. That's literally the nicest thing anyone has said to me today.
You thought I was setting you up for disaster. He said
you normally are.
Right, but he said you just look drunk or something, but that you look good. That's fair.
NBD.
What's wrong with that?
NBD.
All right, just checking. All right, back to the Vikings for a second, Adam. everybody, we're going to ask Kirk about this in a second because Kirk's going to jump on next segment with us. But I assume you guys are very frustrated with the second half performance on offense, right? Just lack of touchdowns. It's getting frustrating. I heard Zimmer at the press conference a couple days ago say one thing that the Vikings might try is instead of going into the second half with, hey, maybe we should try this at some point or that at some point or work this in, that it's more specific plays are going to be implemented in the second half. Like, let's try this specific play, and then we'll try this specific play. More of like scripting the second half. Do you think that's going to be implemented this week, and do you think that will help?
It sounds like it will be implemented, I don't know. We'll see. I think, you know, that's what we do to start the game. We have a script, per se, of the first 15, usually their first and second down calls, and they usually fall in pretty well. But I think that's kind of the idea behind it is, let's do the same thing for the second half. You know, usually our first couple drives have been pretty good in games. So why don't we just do the same thing for the second half? So we'll see. I think at the end of the day, you got to execute either way. You got to, whatever play is called, you got to go out there and execute it. So I think that's probably more important than you know, scripting the second half is, hey, if this play is called, I don't care what coverage we get, what look we get, what movement we get, we got to go and execute.
Adam, last week's game took an interesting kind of flow for you, where it started off pretty slow, but towards the end you had some clutch catches. What goes into kind of keeping your mind in the game, your attention towards what really matters, so that after, you know, you kind of, whether it's the coverage or the team that took it, you know, out of it, when you get to the end of the game and you need to step up, that you can be ready to do that and not be down on yourself or the game plan or anything going on?
Well, first of all, I'm thankful that I've matured a little bit because usually I'd be losing my mind. But you know, as a competitor, as a, you know, having experience in this league, you know that there's going to be games like that. You just have to make sure that every time you go to that sideline that you're locking yourself in. You're doing what it takes to be prepared for that next series, because you never know when your number is going to get called. You never know when that play, that big play is going to come. That you got to make to help your team win. So that's kind of my mindset is, no matter what, whether I have 15 catches in the first half, you still got to go into that locker room or go into that sideline, and you still got to get that mind right for that next series, because it might be the most important play of the game. So that's kind of what I've accumulated through experience of you know, those games come. It happens in this league, and you just got to be prepared when you get a chance.
Hey, Adam, it's Marnie. When it comes to injuries of any kind, I would imagine after you play an NFL game, a lot of things hurt. And there is the tough guy in you, especially as a younger player, in all of you, that wants to push through. And this is are you hurt or are you injured? That old saying. But as you have become a veteran and understand your body better and understand the NFL better, like, what is the process of learning injuries and how to treat your body and how to, when to push through and when to pull back, and just all that goes along with pain, which has to be a part of playing in the NFL?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, for me as a competitor, I want to be out there on that field. I want to be out there every single day of practice. I want to be out there at every game. I want to help the team win. And so kind of with that mindset, you got to evaluate, you know, certain things at the beginning of the week to say, hey, like, can I make this worse? Can I hurt myself worse to where I'm going to be out longer? If not, and it's just playing through pain, all right, let's go. Toughen up. Do what you got to do to be out there and to play your best. And if you got to play through a little pain, it is what it is. So it's kind of a lot of time is kind of, you know, evaluating it with, you know, obviously I'm not a doctor, but doctors and people you trust and then trying to figure out the best solution to get to game day and be effective. So that's kind of the mindset. And if you got to play through a little pain, that it is, like you said, it's the NFL. You got to play through some pain. But I will say, Marnie, I got a text message right before I came on with you guys. And my mom said, just so you know, you and Marnie are related. And make sure you tell her that.
Perfect. See?
Oh. I had never had a doubt. I can feel it.
She confirmed it.
Adam, it's Quasimodo. What does this team do well on defense, and something that you guys maybe have seen on tape that you can maybe expose? Because, of course, they only gave up seven. They gave up very few points in their first three games, and then they kind of got exposed a little in the last two games. Is there something you guys have noticed on film?
Well, first of all, you sound great, buddy.
Aw,
yeah. I don't need you. You know,
you leave me alone.
I feel like this is the best you've ever sounded. Well, so I'm glad you're doing well.
That's, you're saying that because you know your mom's listening.
True, but to answer your question, you know, honestly, it's a very unique defense. It's probably why they are leading the league in third down defense, because they can throw a lot of stuff at you out of the exact same looks. So, you know, they basically roll the game. It's the same personnel. It's the same guys on the field, whether you're in big personnel or, you know, a bunch of receivers. They have guys that are really versatile and can do a lot of different things. And so basically they give you the same looks, and then, you know, they might drop out in coverage. They might blitz everybody. They might blitz these two guys, might blitz those two guys. So there's not a lot of keys as an offense that say, okay, well, they're going to blitz when they give you this look, or they're going to play coverage when they give you this look. So they do a really good job. So it's a great task for us as an offense to go out there and play against a really good defense and say, hey, we got to make it work. We got to find a way, and we got to help this team win.
Adam, good luck against Carolina. We're having your quarterback on next. Anything we should bring up to make him feel awkward?
Well, obviously you're going to bring up the Zim thing, so
yeah, I'm sure.
I'm excited to hear about that. other than, and just so you guys know, that is the screensaver on my phone. Him with Zim's shirt in his hand. That's my screensaver. So.
That's awesome.
That's the best. Thank
right,
you, Adam.
Good luck to you.
Luck, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Adam,
have a great day.
Brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and ETS Performance. Let's go to Hy-Vee. We'll be